It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M with Moffy for breakfast. Only a couple of days to the election, and we're talking, you know, the exciting things about election sausage sizzles, cake stalls, and of course to the candidates. And one of the candidates, in fact, has taken out the top spot on the ballot paper for the Liberal Democrats, Greg Renee. Greg, good morning, mate.
Oh, good morning, Moffy. How are you today?
Very well. Look, up until, I guess, the day that they drew out the ballot, no one really even heard of you. So I guess today is really important for our listeners to be able to tell us a little bit about your background and also the reasons for running.
Oh, sure thing. Well, my background comes from infrastructure, working in government in Canberra, and I was had the good position of being able to relocate up to Coffs Harbour last year. I was actually living in Coffs Harbour for a number of years back in the 80s, and even went to school at Jetty High here for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically I've relocated and moved back to Coffs Harbour. In fact, at one point my father was a local real estate agent at Woolgoolga. So it's not like I don't have any connections here at all to Coffs. It's just more that I've been one of the people that had to move away, and then I've moved back.
So tell us the reason for running.
Okay, well, having a look at all the politics around the place, I was disillusioned, like everybody else, with National, Liberal and Labor. All they ever seemed to do was argue with each other and spend taxpayers' money.
Mm-hmm.
And the outcome was always it cost twice as much. The taxpayer got the bill and no one was accountable. And you'd say, well, why didn't you vote this way when it was going through Parliament for the bill for your electorate? Oh, well, because we couldn't. And we're talking Labor now. You know, the Labor guys, they won't cross the floor if it's good for their constituents. They'll just vote for the party and so forth. So I said, well, Greg, you've got to do something here. You can't sit around and just do nothing. So I joined the Liberal Democrats because it was pretty well aligned with my core values of doing the right thing, shall we say. And coming up here, the opportunity was available to run, and I took that opportunity, and lo and behold, number one on the ticket, which surprised pretty much everybody.
So what are the biggest issues you're finding for the region?
Well, I think some of the big issues is Coffs Harbour is a wonderful location, it really is, but it seems to be lacking a bit of vision about what Coffs Harbour is, and it appears that, if depending who you ask, it could be agriculture, it could be education, it could be tourism, and I think what really is needed is more of a clear vision to say, well, what we want to do is start focusing on something that's going to start generating jobs and bring more money in the Coffs, so then people don't have to leave the area. They've actually got a career path, they could work in Coffs Harbour, and it actually benefits Coffs, and that's something that's key to what I'm thinking about. And I was actually thinking of focusing more on tourism. Cruise ships comes to mind. What would be the way we could get those people to actually start having this as a destination of choice? And that would put us on a world map with a lot more exposure. And that would then generate more income in the area.
Obviously, youth unemployment's one of those big issues. The other one that there's a lot of talk around from some of the parties and support from some of the parties is the Great Koala National Park. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, look, that's a great question. And I guess this goes back to what I was talking about, the Greens and Labor. So basically, you've got the Greens saying we need to save the environment, and nobody is disputing that. That is a great cause, but it also comes at a cost. You've now got Labor on board saying that we're going to match this with the Greens and we're going to throw more money at it. So this is, again, taxpayers' money being thrown at a problem that doesn't necessarily exist. We've got a press release that has come out from our party leader, David Leinhelm, and he has now, quoting the Department of Primary Industries, it has undertaken a survey and undertaken research on the Great Koala Corridor and basically come back and said the population is 10 times larger than previously estimated, that the forestry actions are not causing any problems for the Koala Corridor at all. Yet we've got two political parties bending over backwards to each other to spend your money for a solution that doesn't exist to a problem that doesn't exist or is not needed. So, again, we can't all be right. So having said that, that just shows the difference between what I'm thinking about and what I stand for and what the other parties are. They're basically running with heart politics. They're tugging at people's heartstrings. And what I'd rather say is, well, what's the facts? Let's look at the facts and analyse the facts, and we'll run with that. If the facts say that that is needed, well, that's a different story. If the facts say, well, it's not needed, then it raises the question, why are we spending money?
Mm. Just before we go, preferences. A lot of people have a lot of questions on preferences. Obviously, you choose yourself when you vote, whether it's at early polling or whether it's on election day, on where your number two or your preferences go. As a party, though, for the Liberal Democrats and yourself, where are those preferences on the How to Vote cards?
Okay, at this point, we're preferencing back to the Nationals, and we're quite happy to do so. So that's where it's going. Obviously, it's up to the individual voter what they want to do, because if they want to go one me, that's terrific. If they want to go one for somebody else, not so good. But if they want to do that and vote 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 up to 8 and so forth, I mean, that's their call. I mean, it always has been. It's up to the voter. You can look at those preference sheets on the piece of paper handed out to you at the ballot paper on the day, or you can choose to ignore them and just go straight to the ballot box and say, well, look, I want to vote for my candidate of choice, and that's it. And that's this, you know, that's democracy in action, Moffy.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, Greg, all the best for the election, for polling at the moment, and also the election day on Saturday.
No, thanks very much, and all the best to Coffs Harbour.
Greg Renee, the Liberal Democrats, joining us this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M.